Vaping.
All right, well, that's the end of the
podcast.
No, but in all seriousness, welcome to Legalize Vaping by Legalize Vaping Australia. And here with Brian Marlowe, who heads the entire enterprise. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good too. Because it turns out that our submissions platform is a resounding success.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so we've put together our submissions portal that we spoke about on the last podcast and we're telling people about. That has since come together, and I think at this stage we've got over 1,000 people have made submissions to this Senate inquiry. To put that into context, we did a quick search around some of the largest Senate inquiries into like same-sex marriage debate, NDIS and things like that. They had like 400, 500 submissions. We're over 1,000. So I don't know if we're the largest, but we're up there.
Approaching. And to add more context to that, we're recording this episode 2 days after we launched the...
Yeah, and there's more than 10 days to go.
Yeah,
so,
and so...
It's a case of bombarding them with submissions. Now, some vapers have been asking us, saying, well, I've made my submission and it hasn't appeared on the committee website.
Right.
Part of the reason for that is they need to go through each individual submission. They need to make sure that you're not making defamatory comments or anything like that. Or that you're not just, you know, talking nonsense.
Yeah.
Then they go to the committee and then publicize those submissions. So it'll take a while. That being said, though, these are bureaucrats. Bureaucrats are very lazy and they're wasting your taxpayer money. So you should be calling the committee secretariat office saying, where's my submission? Why isn't it publicized? I've written this.
Mm-hmm.
I want my voice heard. I want it on the website.
Yep.
So call them. Don't let up. We'll put the phone number somewhere in the video here.
Yeah.
And then call them and say, where's my submission? I want it on the website. I want it published because you want your voice heard.
Yeah, indeed. And another thing, we had a little bit of an issue with some loading problems.
Yeah, so
the problem was we never expected it to be quite so huge, right?
That's what she said. So this professional organization.
Yeah, we used to be.
It's all downhill from
5
here.
Minutes ago.
Vaping is now unlegalized. Well, so no, what happened was we created this portal. And we expected a lot of people to take action, but we didn't. We really underestimated the amount of people that would be trying to make submissions at the same time. So a queue developed on the system and people got that sort of spinning wheel of death where it was taking ages for their submissions to go through. We've since fixed that. Yeah. So if you're one of those people that went to make a submission, got the spinning wheel of death and then cancelled that submission, just go back and do it again. You shouldn't get the spinning wheel of death. If you do, just let us know. We'll make some adjustments on the back end in the code to make sure that your submission gets through.
Yeah, correct. And also, please send it to as many people as possible because we created two different types of submissions that you can send. One builds a submission as if you are a vapor who quits smoking using vaping.
Yep.
The other one is if you just support it, like me.
You've got
like
a friend who vapes or a family member or something like that.
And I do.
I think a key distinction as well is this isn't a cut and copy-paste submission. It's got a section where you can add all of your own personal details, write your own personal story. This isn't like a I name, insert blurb, signature. You get to write that blurb. So you get to say your own story, all that kind of stuff. We've just created it so it sends that email to the right person and saves you time.
Yeah, it's just the easier way to build it. But ultimately, the submissions are yours.
They're your submissions. They come from you. They address your personal story and your personal experience with vaping. So honestly, I don't think there's any excuse not to do it.
Correct. And so what could we be expecting from now on? If you were looking into a crystal ball and you're like, all right, submissions are going great. We'll probably break some records. What next?
Yeah, so submissions are going great. We want to get them published on the submission page so that we can then use that to turn around to journalists and other MPs and go, look at how many submissions there are. And the health minister's saying that these people are all anecdotes.
Yes.
Well, there's thousands of them.
The plural of anecdotes is data, by the way.
Yeah, correct. and then the flip side of that is some of you may be asked, if you would like to present evidence at an inquiry, I would strongly recommend that you do that. It's very easy. It's not like a hearing. It's quite a relaxed environment. You just attend. You can attend via Zoom. And they'll ask you about your quit story and they'll ask you about how you managed to quit smoking and why you support vaping and all those sorts of things. And I think it's your opportunity to talk to policymakers who have oversight on this issue and can make the determination that affects your life. So if you do get requested to attend an inquiry, please do it. If you need any help, just contact our office. We'll let you know what needs to be done and you know, how you can prepare yourself.
Yep.
But it really isn't that hard. I've done a few. It's pretty straightforward. They just are. It's just a conversation.
Having a yarn.
Yeah, it's having a yarn.
Well, I think we generally go for like 15 minutes, but we are crazy busy because there's a lot happening. So I think we're going to cut it early. Is that all right?
Yeah, we're going to do a really short podcast today. The main thing is just this Senate submission process. Mm-hmm. Go to the website. It's tellyourstory.legalizevaping.com.au. Fill out the details. Really straightforward. And importantly, if you've got a friend who vapes, get them to do it as well. If you've got a friend or a family member who just supports the fact that you've quit smoking, get them to do it as well. Mm-hmm. There's two options. There's an option for a vapor and there's an option for a vaping supporter. And as I said, it's not a form submission. You can add your own details in, tell your own personal story, and then call the committee secretariat after you've lodged it and demand that they publish it.
Yeah, well, I think that about does it. Thank you, everyone who's listening. If you haven't already, please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to watch the video version of this, you can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on Facebook. And if you haven't already, please make sure that you go to our website and consider making a donation. Small amounts really pile up, so that's legalizevaping.com.au. This has been Legalized Vaping by Legalized Vaping Australia. We'll see you next time.
I'm going to go get a beer.